Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu, Mahavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Alrighty, who wants to start?
So we're on the fourth one down on 117, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let me announce that Bhandarka, page 117, starting at Dwadakam. Okay.
Yeah, we have typos in ours.
I know.
I'm sure that first, at the end of the first column.
I have some problems.
No, it's okay. Just not real.
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah.
Okay. Ta-ra-kam.
Dwadakam.
Ya ju, ju shusho.
Yeah, that's what we have. Shusho.
Shusho.
Instead of she, you know, she something.
D plus verse, right? Well, let's just go ahead and read it through and then we'll go through each one of these.
Sampado, manaso, kya, rup, birabar, bhavan.
Okay.
So, that first word, I have Dwadakam, which is the name of a town, Dwadaka, in the accusative singular, feminine noun. And then the next part is, I had some trouble with. It's the word dwelt, Adyushiva.
Adyushushaha. You know why that looks so strange to you? If you see the substantive on page 114 is adyushivas, like testivas.
Right, right.
Okay. Then if you go to, let me find the page number, 114, do you see testivas in there? Uh-huh. Testivat, testushi, testivamshi, and the rest like vidvas.
Right.
So vidvas, if you go to the, see what this is going to be, in the genitive singular, vidushaha.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see the collapse that takes place there from vidvas to vidushaha? That collapse is
that
taking
part,
place
okay.
here, you see?
Okay, I get that now.
Will you show me where it is?
Do you have, I want to make sure you don't
so
have.
This is the substantive?
The substantive is adyushivas.
Okay.
Adyushivas.
Right, yeah.
Right? But there's going to be a collapse there.
Uh-huh.
Adyushivas.
That might be a typo.
What do you have there?
We have, did you ask me?
Yeah, or either one of you. You have the same.
In the orange book, it's adyushivas. Or no, I'm sorry, looking at the substantive.
Yeah,
adyushivas.
No, but the thing is, it's.
Do you have adyu shusho?
But then what happened to the. Because the go comes from the u, right? But then it is not. What happens to the she?
The sa is going to go to sho. Right?
So the adyu shiva, I would think, would go to adyu shishaha.
The eva, both the e and the v collapse into u.
Okay. Or the e and the v.
E and the v
so
collapse
like
into u.
But that's what I'm not collapsing into u for the vidvas. Because it's vidusha, not vadusha.
I know, but look at testivas. Testushi. Testushi. If you go to a. Do you see the collapse of the E? There's an actual rule for this.
Because I kept looking at that and I thought the vidvas, because the V remains.
Right.
Understand how the.
Look at the dual for the week. Testushi. Look at the dual in for
testushi.
Testushi.
Right.
Vidushaha is weak.
So
for vidvan, it's weak.
Right.
So there's a collapse. But the difference is that for vidvas, there's no E there. Like in testivas,
yes.
There's an E.
Yeah.
That E is going to drop.
So the E and the will both drop.
Yes.
The genitive. It's a ask.
You know, I we should
it's
ask
for an app.
Okay, so it'd be masking.
I wish they had those give us all because they say the rest like with us.
Yeah.
Can I
explain something here?
Sure.
If you look on page 114 in Bhandarkar, okay, do you see the Tastibhat for the neutered Tastibhas?
Right.
Then it says, do you see the Evas? The Evat ending, the Evas ending, the Tastibhas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the first, in the neuter, the nominative and the singular and the dual are weak. Tastibhat, Tastushi.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to show you is that Tastushi, being weak, the E and the V both collapse into the U, short U, okay? So it becomes Tastushi.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Tastush is the weak stem. So that weak stem is going to go all the way through after the in the neuter, the only strongs are in the plural. Okay, so that weak stem is what's going to be used from the instrumental on down, from the nominative, from the instrumental on down. And so it says the rest is like vidvas. So you take the stem, weak stem, testush, and then you decline testush like you would decline vidvas. And the genitive of vidvas is vidushaha, okay? And so if the genitive of vidvas is vidushaha, what would the genitive be of adyushivas? It would be adyushu, right?
So the weak stem for adyushivas is then
adyushu.
Adyush is the weak stem, though, right?
Adyushush.
Yes, adyushush. Right.
Should I get off the board? Could I get off the board, or do you get
no,
it?
No, I see it. It is hard. This is a real hard one.
It is hard.
These
reduplicate perfect participles, they're hard. You know, because of this type of a collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a vowel like evas instead of just fuss, that e's going to go also.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
was just looking in here. It's worth it to look all the way through to find it. They have a list of these reduplicatives.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to just see if I can find them quickly. It's going to be helpful to look at them.
That's right.
Is reduplicative a name for these kind of
collapses? Reduplicative perfect participle.
Like
reduplicative perfect participle.
One of the testy bus is one of the debus ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it is true. The same thing happens. It doesn't change by sampra sadhana into e somehow. It just gets dropped. It looks like. So it's like. The instrumental of Tastibhas in the singular would be Tastusha, not Tastyusha,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
where the E becomes Yat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. Where is this? Do you see it as, while I'm looking for this, do you see that as genitive singular?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So
yeah.
Go ahead and continue the sound
okay.
scan and I'll look for this.
Look
this if I can find it.
Okay, so the next word is janasya, which is the noun people, and it's declined in the genitive singular.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have sampado, which is really sampadaha,
mm-hmm.
and that's from the noun sampad, which means wealth or prosperity. And there's a few options. I decided it was genitive singular. Or thought it might be, although I don't really have a translation for the whole sentence. So it could be genitive or ablative. Am I off, totally off?
Well, who else?
No,
else?
I have the same thing.
Oh, there's off.
You have genitive?
Well, that's what I came up
with.
What's
the subject of the sentence, though? The root is sampad. What's the nominative plural of sampad?
It could be nominative plural also.
Yeah, it could be.
Or accusative plural. There's a few options.
There's a few options like that.
Yeah, so... So maybe... So is that... Well, wait a minute.
What's the verb?
Subject, the verb is being. No?
Yeah, abhavan.
Abhavan.
Is it singular, dual, or plural?
It's singular.
Abhavan?
Plural.
Plural. Abhavat.
That's
singular.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I had a hard time with it. So
it's kind of a hard sentence, actually.
So the subject, are you saying then that the subject of the sentence is wealth, prosperity?
Well, I would take that into consideration.
Okay. So then if that's the case, oh yeah, so that would work. All right, so that's open, the wealth, prosperity. We have a couple, few options there. And then the next word is manasaha, from manas, which is mind, and that could either be genitive or ablative, which I didn't decide upon, singular. And the last series of words, I thought it was upi, even, and then abhumihi, which is meaning not ground or not the proper place, and it's the nominative singular. And then we have abhavan or abhavat. From abhavat.
Abhavan.
Abhavan. And that's the present active participle.
No.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's declined in the imperfect.
And what is it?
It means being.
But abhavan.
Has been.
Or just was. Past tense.
Was.
In the plural. Right?
Were.
Were, yeah. Or was, let's see.
It's from who, right?
It's from who.
There's some tricky stuff in the sentence that they want to confuse you with.
And I didn't really come up with a translation.
They have something at the bottom for it.
One thing is that there's an equation here. There's an equation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, Janasya Sampadaha Manasa Abhumihi. Janasya Sampadaha Manasaha Abhumihi. That's the equation. Janasya sampadaha abhavan. Right?
The wealth of the people.
The wealth, the riches. You want to put it in plural.
Yeah.
The riches of the people. In English, we just say the wealth of the people, the prosperity, but it's in the plural. The prosperity, the riches of the people. Abhavan. Manasaha abhumihi. We're not a basis, we're not a ground, even upi, even for the mind, right?
I don't know what that means.
Well, it means it was unimaginable. It couldn't even be imagined by the mind. That's one of the things that makes this sentence a little bit difficult, because they're using a metaphor that we don't quite understand. We have our own way of saying that. Our mind couldn't even conceive of the riches, right? Of the wealth. So, what if you went like this? Dwadakam adyushushaha, genitive singular, genasya, of the people who
lived
in Dwadaka, were residing in Dwadaka. Dwadakam adyushushaha, genitive singular, genasya. For the people who lived in Dwaraka, sampadaha, the wealth, the prosperity, abhavan was, abhumihi, the riches were, because plural, sampadaha abhavan, the riches were Manasaha api abhumihi. Not ground, even for the mind. Mind couldn't conceive of it. Well, it's a little tough because of the metaphor, you know. He gave us that little hint, I think, realizing that it would be hard. Yeah. But do you see the grammar?
Yeah. Where was that little hint?
At the bottom.
At the very bottom.
That is, their wealth and general prosperity exceeded their desire. We would say, my mind couldn't even conceive of being that wealthy.
Yeah.
Right. Is it okay for everybody? Okay. Yeah, let's do you next one.
Okay. Vasishtasya vachasi shruva Vishwamitrena saha ramasya gamanam Dasharatonva manyata. Vasishtasya of Vasishta. Vachasi, the words or the speech, and it would be in the accusative because Shruva comes after that, the indeclinable past participle. So having heard that the speech or the words of Vasishta, Vishwamitrena Saha, so along with the sage Vishwamitra, the going, the departure, Gamanam, of Ramasya, Dasharataha, the father of Rama. So Dasharatha.
It's his name, Dasharatha.
Anva manyata would be ava plus manyata, the anipada.
Anu plus man.
Right. Oh. Did I say?
You said ava.
Oh.
You meant anu. You meant anu though. Anu plus man.
Right, I did. Yeah, let's say that. I think I did actually. But no, I didn't. I saw the va and went, no, ava. So what does that mean?
So
anu means to agree to. So
yeah,
king. So having heard the words of Vasishtha, Dasharatha consented to the departure of Rama along with Vishwamitra.
Right.
So Vishwa along with Vishwamitra.
Together with
Vishwamitra. Because Vishwamitrena is in instrumental singular, right?
Saha governs the instrumental.
Oh, I see.
Saha means together with.
I see.
So even an instrumental can be used that in with, by, you know, by means of or with in terms of accompaniment. But often when it's accompaniment, it'll use saha, which is an indeclinable. So saha governs the instrumental. So together with Vishwamitra. Okay. As another thing, to just a note here about the use of the genitive. The genitive is much used, has a very broad range of usage, even beyond what is dealt with in Panini Sutras, because Panini has a sutra that says anything else that we haven't covered goes in the genitive.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't know what it is, put it in the genitive.
Miscellaneous.
Yeah. But one thing that's very common for the genitive is for the genitive with a gerund like gamanam. I think you use gerund for another word, but we use gerund like coming, going, running. Like, so gamanam means going, okay? The going of Rama. Rama's going. So both the karta, the agent, and the karma, the object, can be put in the genitive along with the gerund. So the going of Rama, the sweeping of the street. That's an object, right? So you have to remember, that's just a nice thing to have in your mind if you don't at this time. That know that the karta and the karta and karma take the genitive with a gerund. Gerund means going, coming, running. You use gerund for something else.
I used it for shruva.
Yeah, I know. I know we use it in the indeclinable past participle.
So.
And also, I believe that in English, that this is the use of gerund, coming, going, running.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
Yeah. And what you use calling the gerund, we usually, in the Sanskrit, and there are people use different sets of terms, so that's fine. But I'm just telling you how I use it. Indefinable past participle.
Okay.
For the toi and the ending.
Right, it's true, because doesn't English use that as a noun? They define gerund as something that's
An action noun.
ING, but it can be used as a noun, like the swimming.
They are nouns. Gerunds are nouns, but they're action nouns. And so an action noun, a gerund, takes a genitive for both karma and karta, the object. And so it's, and very commonly, it's just nice to have that little differentiation and also the miscellaneous catch-all. But sometimes it can really be very confusing. A lot of times you'll see a genitive being used as a dative. And you'll tell, how could they do that? Well, you do it all the time. Okay?
Can you go over anvamanya? That's anu man.
Past tense.
Right.
In the past tense, you take that affix.
Right.
Prefix.
Right.
The prefix will go between the upasarga, the preposition, and the noun.
Okay.
So anu plus man, anva.
The verb.
The verb, yeah.
Okay.
Anu plus man, anva. U plus a is va.
Yeah.
And then it's a four vat manipura. So anva manipura. Okay, for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on this?
No.
Okay.
Gunaha puja sthanam gunishu nacha lingam nacha vayaha. So gunaha is from the substantive guna, which means quality in masculine, and so it can be the nominative or accusative plural of guna. Puja sthanam is puja from, I'm guessing accusative singular from puja sthan, puja sthana, which is a place of worship.
Let me ask you something. Looking at that sentence, is there a verb in the sentence?
No, I was thinking the verb is probably...
Is.
Yeah.
Then there can't be an accusative. If there's no verb, if the verb is only the verb to be, you can't have an accusative.
Yeah.
Unless the accusative is being used for an indeclinable or for an adverb. You see an accusative ending, but that's making an adverb. The verb to be can't take an accusative.
Right, so is puja sthana then like pala? So it'll be palam pale, so it's actually the nominative singular of puja sthana. Okay, so that's the nominative singular of puja sthana, of a place of worship. Then gunishu is the locative plural of gunin.
Mm-hmm.
Gunin is someone who has gunas.
Good.
And then nacha and not. Lingam is from the neuter substantive linga, which they have here translated as sex.
It can linga.
It's the linga, like shivalinga.
You can use linga for shivalinga, and then it's really, really for the phallus. But linga can just be in terms of sex, sex or gender.
Right. So then lingam would be the accusative singular of linga. Nacha and non. Vayaha, which is from the neuter substantive vayas, which means age, and it would be the.
So
it would
they
be
say
the
sex.
You
know, they say
sex,
age, all of these things. They're talking about your gender, masculine, not sexuality.
Oh. Okay. So that would be probably accusative singular.
No accusative.
Oh, sorry. No accusative. That would be the new nominative singular.
Right.
So then lingam is also nominative singular.
That's right.
Okay, so I said accusative. That's wrong. Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
So that means not. Okay. So I had to translate this. So not. So the nominative. So the subjects are age, sex. The
Gunaha, Lingam, Vayaha are all nom and Pujastam.
Right, are all nominative. Right. So the in the, so let's see, something. In a person, in a good person, or in good people, in the good, there is no, it almost seems to imply there's a sex and age don't matter in a good person in, when they worship or in a place of worship.
Let me give a hint. You see there's two nechas there, right?
Right, right.
That means that you're going to have some like clauses or phrases. So if you said the
not
first
your
one, what it, yeah, say if you were gunaha puja stam guneshu necha linga necha vayaha.
Okay. So in the gunis in people who have gunas. Actually, I'm getting lost here.
Well, you don't have to be. Look at it, it's not just in, also. What if you said Gunaha Pujastanam? What does that mean?
So.
Pujastanam actually means worthy of praise. Of things that are worthy of praise.
Oh, the qualities of people are worthy of praise.
Gunaha.
Yes, Gunaha.
The
is
Gunaha Gunishu. The qualities,
oh, the good qualities of good
in the qualities,
the good qualities
which are in good,
of good
people are
right.
Worthy of praise.
Are worthy of praise, not their sex or their age.
That's the idea. Neither, and when you have necha necha, neither nor, neither in English, neither their sex nor their age. In good people, the qualities of good people are worthy of puja, not sex. You can say it like this. It's different ways. I would take it like this, just simply, just from the grammar and no context. The gunas, the qualities are worthy of praise. The qualities are worthy of praise in good people. The qualities in good people are worthy of praise. Not sex, neither sex nor age are worthy of praise. Rather, it's the qualities that are worthy of praise. In the good people, it's the qualities that are worthy of praise. Not the sex.
So it's like gunaha puja sthanam asti,
It's a little, the sentence is a little bit weak, because you can say, you've got gunaha, good qualities, then you've got the lingam, and vayas, is that the word they use?
Vayas,
okay. These are the three things, the gunas, gender, age.
Mm.
What are puja sthanam? What are worthy of puja? The gunas are worthy of puja, not the linga, not the vachas. But now you've got this gunishu, right? So is it like this? It's the qualities of the good people. Among the good, or you could say like this, another way, this is probably better. Among good people, because that's locative, among the good people, it's gunas. Gunas usually mean good qualities. Just the word good. Guna often, when we say it doesn't mean bad qualities, it means good qualities, unless you're using it philosophically to mean attributes. If you're just using it in general language, it means good qualities. So you could say like this, among the gunis, among the good people, the people who have good qualities, it are the gunas, good qualities, are pujastanam. Not the gender or age. You see, you can play with this. I mean, there's different ways you can nuance this.
I still don't see how you get from the meaning worthy of praise from
objects of praise. Stana means a place of worship. But if it's a place of worship, how would we say that? Here, they translate it as an object of worship or reverence.
So you're equating the gunans with?
No, the gunas.
They are?
Gunaha.
Yeah.
The good qualities are objects of worship or reverence. In English, how would you say worthy of reverence?
But then you have pujasthana would be in the genitive, or it would be plural to match.
But that doesn't have to match. That's another really important little teaching here. Gunas are worthy of worship. good qualities are an object of worship. Good qualities, all the good qualities, that as a group, all the good qualities are plural. They are pujastanam, singular. He's given quite a few of these, just so you can get used to it. We do it in English also. All the good qualities are worthy of worship.
So then is the proper sentence gunaha pujasthanam asti, would you use asti? If we were to put the...
No,
it would be
in the plural. The verb would be in the plural, but the predicate nominative would be in the singular.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also, when you have cha, if you have two chas, are you linking two items or are you linking three items? Was another question that came, which looks like it's the answer is true.
Actually, that's a good question, but the way, because of the context, it'll break out the first from the other two, because neither nor, necha, necha. Right?
Because of the na being a fat there?
Two nas, necha, necha, and the context, right? Because you've got, like this, you've got gunaha pujastanam gunishu. There's your little sentence right there. Okay. Then necha lingam, necha vachas.
And then otherwise cha is used like Rama Lakshmana cha, right? It's used once.
Lakshmana can be used at, say if you have a set, Rama, you know, Rama, Lakshmanaha, Shatrughnaha, Bharataha, cha. Or Ramascha, Lakshmanascha, Shatrughnascha, Bharatascha. The cha can come after everyone, or it can come at the end. But you can also have the cha used to separate clauses or phrases. Right? And then often it will come after just the first member of the phrase. First or second member, it depends on if they're writing in verse or not.
Oh, really not after the end of the phrase to demark it from the beginning of the next phrase?
Oh, no. It would usually come after the first member of the second phrase.
Yeah, see, that doesn't help to break up the phrases, does it?
Oh, you just get used to it. You get used
to blah, 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 or, and then you know you're going to...
Yeah, but they would do blah, 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 first word of the second phrase, and then or, usually.
Okay.
Well, just see a lot of examples of it, right? Because the word order is different in Sanskrit, right? So let's see if this fits in. So if you say the necha and not, right? For the necha and not lingam, and then nacha and not vayaha. In English, we would usually say neither nor, neither nor. Also, you know, what are the possibilities sensibly that this sentence could mean? So that will help you also. You have to have the grammar, but then you have to know in terms of context.
Right.
You know,
I think syntax is where I'm having problems currently.
With this sentence?
No, just with everything. And this is typical. I just didn't know what the cha is modifying.
Yeah, well, that's why the more we read, we keep pointing out these patterns, and it gets, you know, you get used to it. Okay, we're okay with the sentence?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's do the next one.
Kaike yai. Yaha Darunam Pachaha Shutta Maharajo Dasha Rattaha Sahasa Bhum Bhuma Patatani Tanish. I'm sorry. Chesh dash cha bhavet.
Bhavet.
Oh, that's a typo.
Oh, it should be bhavet
bhavet.
Okay. See, there's a lot of words can be.
Yeah. I was laughing because the one I have to do has what I think is another typo in it. It was the only one I didn't do on the next
page. Oh, the next page. I haven't got any on that page. Okay, so that was the bat. All right, so Kaike Yaha is the name of Kaikeyi.
and it's feminine and declined in the genitive singular.
Yeah.
And the next word is a neuter noun. You guys use a different word for noun, don't you? Substantive, is that what
you can say? Noun. Substantive just means the noun that's taking on the affix. So you can say a neuter noun.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a neuter noun, and it means dreadful. And I said it's declined in the accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's modifying the next word, which is bachaha, from bachas, a neuter noun, meaning speech or words,
mm-hmm.
in the accusative also. Accusative singular. And shrutva is a indeclinable past participle from shru, meaning having heard. So having heard the dreadful words of Kaikeyi. And then next we have maha, great. Then we have a compound, maha rajaha, the great king.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I had trouble with king. It's nominative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maharaja.
That's what I thought. All right. And that's the great king, Dasharatha, which is the next word, and that is declined in the nominative singular, it's a masculine noun. Then we have an adverb, sahasa, which means at once or suddenly. And then I kind of broke down with the last bit.
I think there's a typo. We have bhu mava, you know,
yeah.
Bhu instead of, wouldn't it be something else, that the long
bhu mau.
Bhumau,
oh,
okay.
From Bhumi.
But it's Bhumav.
But no, but wait.
Okay.
Bhumau becomes Bhumav.
Oh.
Bhumau becomes Bhumav.
So Bhumav,
and then
correct.
Bhumav,
okay.
And then?
Bhumav, and then we have Apata. Wait a minute. Well, I know that we have a word, the word nish cheshta coming up.
Yes.
So that would give us apata?
Apatan, but
apatan.
Then apatat. Apatat.
Apatat
becomes apatan because of the nakara of nish, right?
Yep.
Okay. So apatat,
okay,
nish cheshta.
Nish cheshta. And nish Cheshta means motionless.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any.
Do you have a shakara there? Do you have nishchesh?
Yes.
Teshcha pavat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that shakara is?
It's a visarga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nishcheshta.
Okay. So would that be? Would that make it nominative? No.
Well, what kind of a word do you think it is? Nishcheshtaha.
Nishcheshtaha. Is it a PPP?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be knowledge of masculine. Singular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just 1 second. All right. So we have motionless. So dasharata. Dasharata is motionless. This is
Dasharata is the name of the king.
Right.
Maharaja Dasharata.
So he is, that's modifying him, the motionless, because it's in the
same. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, but I still haven't dealt with Bhumav, which you really said is really Bhumau.
Bhumau. If you have Au plus what's the sandhi? Au plus Ava.
Ava.
Au becomes Av. So Bhumau Apatet becomes Bhumavapatet.
Okay.
Everybody remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So Bhumau is, is that from Bhumi?
Bhumi.
So that's earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
And Bhumau would be what?
It would be,
Parau?
I'm not. I don't have one.
Guess.
Sorry. Guess?
Yeah.
It's going to be Earth. Let's see.
Just in for context, in context, what do you think it might be?
To the earth. So. It's the first
round. Upatut. What does upatut mean? He fell. From put to fall. So, dasharataha upatut. He fell.
On the earth.
Yeah, locative. Onto the earth.
So it's locative?
Yeah.
Okay.
Locative singular.
Okay. And upatut fell. And that's a perfect third person singular.
Bhumi is feminine, but still declined, like very similar to Hari, short feminine E ending now.
Okay, so, and then Abhavat.
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 Cha Abhavat.
Abhavat.
You see the cha there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I was missing. Yeah. Yeah. See the cha.
Okay, so I think I got okay. Can I just one second? Abhavat. Yeah. So the Abhavat is imperfect also, third person singular.
Yeah.
And so basically having heard the dreadful words of Kaikeyi, the great king Dasharatha, suddenly fell to the earth and was motionless.
And became motionless.
And became motionless.
Yeah, perfect.
I had one question, the Kaikeyi. I thought Kaikeyi is spelled with a double, with a strong, with a I.
Kaikeyi.
Kaikeyi. Right. But it's they have a single matra on the K. It's spelled in the sentence, it's spelled KK, you know.
Oh, K. That should be Kai.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Hey, we had it right.
I had it right.
Wow,
yeah.
We have all time.
We got it wrong. Yeah. Yeah, it should be Kaikeyi. You got a Kai there? We have a typo.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even notice it. Guy just said it. Kaikeyi. And you see the genitive?
Yes.
Perfect.
Wrong with Kaikeyi.
Yeah, we all did really well. Some of these were not easy.
Well, now we get to break that record. Back to me.
Do you want to try this one?
Just read what I have and see if there's a typo. Because I have a big circle around it, I don't know if I can read it right. Vipadabhi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pada. Oh, it's feminine. Oh, it's instrumental. Singular.
See, perfect. Vipadabhi.
It is hard though when you don't know if you can trust.
Isn't that awful?
It's just a typo, or you know, you're always.
But you know what? In all of the texts, the bashas and things that I read. They always have typos, lots of them, and it can be just overwhelming. So I just have gotten in the habit of, when I really can't read something, to go look at another edition.
I know.
You know.
We've got that too.
Now. Yeah, you have to do that.
Several editions.
A lot of these editions, you know, they put all of those little characters in by hand in the typesetting.
Oh, I know what that
Yeah. So there's mistakes. Yeah.
Alt, zero, and then three digits, and then you lift, and you hope you have the right letter, and then you go on.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Vipadabhi, abhutopi, nadharmam, tijayam. So having to wing it, I already forgot. Vipad is probably either skewing wealth around.
Vipad means adversity.
Adversity. Yeah. So it's apart from, opposite.
Yeah.
Vipada, it would be instrumental plural, feminine.
No. Vipada. Abhibhutaha. Vipada.
Oh,
it's instrumental singular. Vipada. Vipada abhibhutaha.
Right, no, I was holding wrong.
You saw that bihi. But
okay.
It is a substantive for vipada, vipad, or vipad?
Vipad.
So I need help plugging in the meaning of abhibhutaha.
Abhibhutaha means to, it's a PPP.
Right. Having
overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed. Abhibhutaha. To be overwhelmed. Overwhelmed, overcome.
It's rather good. Like it's declined in the masculine.
Overcome, overpowered.
By the rest of
the... They're doing it in the masculine, so that means that whoever is writing the same, you know, the subject is masculine.
It's masculine element of singular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even overwhelmed, even one who's overwhelmed, does not forsake, should not forsake Dharma, because Tyaj is... Mm.
But this is Tyajayam.
Oh, they...
No.
Wait.
Oh, me.
Look on page 120.
First person?
Yeah. You know, first person
singular. First person singular, the Paris Makata.
Yes.
The J.M. Well, it's adjective to the subject, right? Like, who's the subject is I, and I have to be a man, because Buddha is in the masculine.
Uh-huh. So if I'm overwhelmed, if I were
even though overwhelmed by adversity,
then I will not, I should not.
I should
let
not?
Let me not?
Yeah.
You let me not?
I would do
not say. Oh, not I should not? But
right.
It can be either on context, but you know, potential like imperative can be like a prayer. Like, let me not, let me not give up Dharma, even if overwhelmed by adversity. Even though being overwhelmed by adversity, let me not abandon Dharma. Or it could be, I shouldn't abandon Dharma, even if overwhelmed by adversity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Upi has the sense usually of even though or even if, or also, means also, or and, depends on the context. Everybody clear on the sentence? Okay, let's do the next one.
Ichami somam vibhavadavan. So
pibed bhavan.
Oh, sorry, I can't read over here.
Pibed bhavan.
Okay. Pibed bhavan. Sorry. So ichami is I want. Somam is alcohol or wine. Or
soma. It's a like an alcohol, soma. But it's a.
So.
It's the juice from the soma plant that's used in so many rituals, and it's also considered to be somewhat of a hallucinogen, intoxicant, but used only kind of for spiritual purposes in rituals, in ancient Vedic rituals.
Okay, so then that would be the accusative singular of soma.
Mm-hmm.
So, vibhed bhavan, vibhed
would sandhi.
So, so that would be vibhed bhavan.
Vibhed bhavan.
So vibhed bhavan. Vibhed is what is vibhed? To drink.
Pa-pid. Pa, beep. Pa means to drink.
Right.
And has a usual, in the unusual form like gum, gutch, pa, peep,
I
debate.
See. I see. So eight is I don't know what eight is actually, hold on 1 second. Debate is the third person singular. Of pib. So that means So that means potential third person singular. So that would be I want you to Bhavan is Obidan Bhavan, your honor.
It's respectful for you. It's respectful you, and it's used in the third person.
Yeah.
So
I want that you should drink soma.
Yeah. That's just, you know, I would like you to drink this soma. You're offering it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ichami, I would like.
Right.
Then it's the sentence, I would like what? They don't have any iti or anything like that. It's kind of a common construction, just ichami, I want. What do you want? I would like for you to drink some soma, to take this soma. I'm offering it to you. Bhavan pave, your honor, may your honor drink soma.
All right, may your honor.
May your honor drink soma.
Can it be used like a command, like the imperative
can? It can be. Like you could
say, command. I didn't know that.
Yes, it can be used like imperative, but usually with the potential, the command is more general, like thou shalt not steal, mm-hmm. always speak the truth. Mm-hmm. Whereas imperative, it's usually, not always, but just generally true.
Mm-hmm.
Imperative, it's like do the dishes. You know, it's time to study. Study, do your homework, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
Right.
You know. Let me see. I'm going to put on some more hot water. Let's keep going until the water boils and then just take a little stand up.
Okay.
Yep.
Kim ho rityam shikshe yet
shikshe yota.
Oh.
Shikshe
yota.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's got to be wrong on there.
Right.
Shikshe
yota. And the last word is ganam.
Ganam. You have to break a sandhi there.
Yes. It's shikshe yota?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe I missed it. All right. Well, I'll start from the top. Kim is from the pronoun ka, who, which, or what. And it's neuter, nominative, singular.
And also, just to, because this will help you.
Okay.
Also, Kim can introduce an interrogative sentence. And in that case, it's not translated.
Oh.
It's just making it into a question.
Oh. So just like Kim Poe.
Yeah.
And that's what it's doing here.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next word is bo, which is really bos.
Bo. It's just bo. Bo is an interrogative.
And it's like a vocative. It's just like, oh.
Yeah,
hey.
But it has more of the sense of, I actually looked it up in the dictionary to see how they, it has more of the sense of wonderment or questioning,
okay.
You know, what should I do type of thing.
But what is the...
Bo.
Yeah, but what is the substance? Is there a... Dimension?
I think it's
is
bo.
It just,
I think
is
it's
bo
actually
just
bo.
A basic line?
No,
bo.
It's bos.
I said it was
bo.
Yeah.
In vocabulary, then it lost the sakara from
a... Oh, that's why. You're right. But it always loses the sakara, right?
Oh, I
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
But it's just indeclinable?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
indeclinable. There's something about bo.
At the bottom of page 121,
okay.
the cross.
Oh, Paul's drops serve and followed
by
vowel
or
sakara.
Just
right.
like saha, right.
Right, but I was wondering whether Paul then is not. I mean, Paul has lost the saha, but then Paul Is there a dimension or is there no dimension?
No, it's in the Bible. Bible.
Yeah, it's just a particle, I think.
It says
Boss, indefinable, evocative particle used in addressing persons and translatable by O, sir, O, hello, ah. It drops its final visarga before vowels and soft consonants. And then it is said, Boss is said to have, in addition, the sense of sorrow and interrogation.
Mm.
And interrogation. I was just thinking of it in terms of interrogation, because, like, what should I do? Yeah, that type of thing. But, you know, it depends on context also.
All right. And then next we have nityam, which is a neuter noun for dancing or dance in the accusative singular. And then shikshe. Yota, and we have shiksh, which is a that's a verb shiksh is a verb meaning to learn, and it's first it's a class one is what I would call it.
That's okay.
First conjugation of the Nevada. And you said there's a Sunday here. I think I kind of dropped the ball on this.
Anybody know?
It was optative. I mean, potential third person singular.
But what would that ota be?
I don't know.
So how about if you go?
Then
what?
And then uta.
Uta.
So
Uta means or.
Oh.
So what did you say was shiksheya?
Shiksheya.
Shiksheya.
Shiksheya Uta.
Uta means or?
Yeah.
Oh, so should I?
Okay, well that makes sense. Yes, I have so much time. So, shiksheya is, it must be first person. Is it first person? And that's potential, right?
Yeah.
And first person out in the nepada. Okay. Okay. So, I should learn. And the last word is ganam, which is a neuter noun declined in the accusative singular for singing or sing.
Yeah.
So it's basically, oh, what should I do? Should I learn to dance or learn to sing?
That's right. That's what it is. Oh, dear.
So many things to do.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, let's stand up for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Let's get a little hot water if you want some.
Gurina prayatnena tattvam avagacheta. Gurina would be the an adjective declined in the instrumental singular, modifying prayatnena, which is instrumental singular of the masculine substantive meaning effort, so by much effort. Tatvam avagachehe, should understand, should you, second person, singular, you should atmanepada for gam, avagam. Tatvam would be accusative singular for reality. So you should, it sounds pretty clunky, you should know reality through my chakra.
Or tetram also just can be just the truth in general. Like the truth of anything, like say if something happened, or it can be the truth of...
Yeah, to know the ultimate.
The ultimate truth.
Well, to find out the answer, you know,
yeah. You should make every effort to know the truth. I mean, I'm adding words there.
Yeah, no, that's a good way. Yeah.
What did he say Avagatri he was?
To understand.
To understand.
Understand, or to go under,
mm-hmm.
Right, go down.
So it's used for knowing. Right? Mm. To know, to go down deep into something.
Okay.
Yeah. To go deep into something. Yeah.
Okay. Putraha Suchuritaihi Pitrao Prina Yeyuhu. So putraha is would be the nominative plural from putra, the sons.
Mm-hmm.
Sucharitaihi. Now I don't know the meaning, Carol. So the sucharitaihi looks like suchar is behavior. So good behavior.
Yeah, good conduct, good behavior.
Char, good behavior. But sucharitaihi would be the. Is it? I don't know. It's plural. It's it non. But I don't know what the substantive
instrumental
is.
Plural, right? From sucharita.
Yes.
Past passive participle,
yes.
Actually, but it just means adjective.
So that means by their good behavior, the sons so far. Okay. Pitrau. Pitrau, the fathers.
It's actually parents. Pitra means father, but when put in the dual, it means parents.
Oh, because it's two.
It's two.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it's just a word that's used. Pitra in the dual, pitarao, means parents.
Okay. So, priyuna yeyuhu. Priyuna yeyuhu would be?
You said it was dual nominative or accusative.
Pitrao?
Mm-hmm.
It would be accusative probably because the nominative is the putraha.
Good.
And then, sorry, what was the last word?
Priyuna means to please.
Sorry, what?
Means to please.
Priyuna yeyuhu. Also, the sons should please their parents by their good behavior.
Exactly. Right. Sons should please their parents by their good behavior, or may sons please parents by good behavior, you know. Either way you can say, it depends on the context. It could be like a thou shalt.
Yeah.
Everybody see it? Any problems with that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the next one.
Ishvarasya Pujaya Shanti Vindedhi. So we have Ishvara declined in the genitive singular of Ishvara, and Pujaya is from Kuja, to worship, and it's declined in the instrumental singular, so feminine noun. Then we have Shanti, which is peace, and it's a feminine noun declined in the nominative singular. And Vindevahi is from the verb vin, which is a class 6 verb, and it's a perpetual first person dual of the Navada. So I said, if the two of us may obtain peace through the worship of Ishvara.
May the two of us obtain
peace.
Yeah. That's nice. Good. Okay.
Now, why would Shanti be a nominative?
Accusative.
Accusative. Oh, it is.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say it. Yeah, no, it's accusative.
So, do you guys have a an Anuswara word?
Shantim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Oh, that's what I did.
Right,
you were thinking. Yeah, but there's no way it could be in the accusative, in the nominative, right?
Yeah.
It was charming at first, but now
it's just annoying when you try to learn.
But anyway, it wouldn't be Shanti, it'd be Shantir. It would take a riff, or
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Week after next.
Yes, I come back on Monday the 7th. So
okay.
I'll see.
Oh, okay. Well, call me when you get back.
Okay.
Have a good time.
Bye.
Have a good trip. Thank you.
All right.
Rajam sarvam na manye dvam. Do I need to parse? Okay. Both of these would be in the accusative. Rajam would be accusative singular feminine. Sarvam accusative singular masculine. Not. Manye dvam would be the second person plural in Atmanepada for the verb man, to regard or to think or to assume that one should not regard a rope as a snake.
That's hard to get.
Sorry?
I wouldn't say snake as a rope.
I know, that was it. Yeah. Could you just...
I think you could. I think it could be.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it would.
Grammatically, it could.
It could be grammatically.
But the convention would be.
This is the convention. Yeah.
So it's don't confuse a snake with a rope.
Don't think that a snake is a rope, or that a rope is a snake. Regard is good. Don't regard a rope as a snake. Don't take a rope to be a snake.
Snake as a rope is not as bad.
But rope snake, why we would do that is because rope snake is a metaphor that's always used, you know.
Right.
So unless you had a reason for confusing it, switching it, you wouldn't. Shudro api, right?
Yes. Shudro api.
Right, break the sentence.
Api. Let's see. Shudro api ahitam. Acharet. Dasham, which is
Durdasham.
Durdasham. It means bad state, and it's a feminine noun in the accusative. I said it's the accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not know what gane or
gate.
Oh, how frustrating!
I know that both of the next one circled too.
It's gate.
Gate nari.
And nari, and I don't know what nari is either.
Nari is the name, means man.
Okay.
And nari, then, right, man, becomes nari in the locative singular. Let's see if I've got that in here.
Okay.
Nri, short r, masculine nri, nari. Nri becomes upwards, nari.
Okay. As a noun?
Yeah, it's a noun, masculine. It means man, a man. And nutty is the locative singular. Nutty takes good and becomes nutter plus the e.
Huh. It's a relational.
Yes.
Ending.
Ending noun.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We're learning.
That really threw me off. Okay. Yeah. And then gutte, is that from gum?
Mm-hmm.
So is it a present active participle? No.
Past passive participle.
Oh, it is a
gum gutte.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so it's decline, it's in the locative then, right?
Right.
Okay. Locative in masculine or neuter. Okay. And the last we have kshudraha, an adjective, and I said it's declined the nominative masculine singular, meaning insignificant or mean.
It means like a vile or insignificant
vile.
Person.
Vile.
A lowly person, or even a cruel. Cruel
okay.
or kind of a criminal type person.
Okay.
Or just a mean or lowly insignificant person.
Okay. And then we have upbi, which is even so, thus, moreover. And then ahitam, which is injury or harm or damage.
Mm-hmm.
And
ahitam,
ahitam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the accusative singular.
Yes.
It's a neuter noun.
Mm-hmm.
And finally achare,
right.
Which is a and cha, which is a class one verb. It means to practice.
To do or to practice.
To do or to practice. Mm-hmm. And it's a potential third-person singular parasmaitada. So, let's see. So, vile men or a vile man.
Or in this context, it might just be a weak or a weak or insignificant. You have to decide out of the context because
okay.
it has that range of lowly, weak, insignificant to like a vile, evil criminal.
Okay. So what it seems like it's saying is, I'm not sure how to use the upi, but it seems like it's saying a insignificant or mean person may cause harm when they're in a bad state, having gone to a
you know,
bad state.
You have to do this differently than
okay.
how you're looking at it. Do you know how to do absolute locative construction?
Yes, like with respect to...
With absolute locative, what happens is you use it either a present participle or a past participle.
Okay.
You put it in the locative along with the subject of it, of that clause is going to go in the locative. And then it would read like, when this person did such and such,
oh.
then that person, while this person was doing such and such, that person did such and such. There has to be two different subjects. If you use a past participle, it's after that happened. It'll show sequential action. After that person did that, then this
okay.
person, you know.
Okay. So.
So here you've got gate nari.
Okay.
Dura jasham.
Well, the man was running a bad dasha.
Except, yeah. You could say when, you know,
okay.
or well,
right,
if, because gata can also be...
back then, when, too.
Yeah, it can either be past or present for gata, because gata can be, it's intransitive.
Okay.
So you could say, while the man, when or when a person... Dura Dasham Gate.
In a bad state.
Yeah, it goes to a bad state. But in English we just say when a person, you know, is in hard times. But it means goes, we use it in Sanskrit, they always say goes to that
state.
Goes to that state. But we don't really say it that way in English. But in Sanskrit they say it that all the time. A person goes to a given condition.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So here you would say how do you want? When a person... you know, finds themselves in a bad state, then kshudraha api, even kshudraha api, even a kshudra.
see the na achare?
The na?
Right at the end of apyahitam. As ahitam na.
There's no na.
There's not?
Kapi ahitam achare.
Oh, that makes the meaning make sense. Yeah. I had circled.
Api ahitam.
I thought that my little, it was actually a little thing underneath.
Sorry. Yeah, that's okay. So, what? How would you say kshudraha api?
Kshudraha.
Api.
So when a person is in a bad state, kshudraha.
Let me tell you about api.
Okay.
When api comes as this after a word, it will often mean like kshudraha api, even a kshudra, even a kshudra. Or it could be a kshudra also.
Okay.
So even or also. So here, when a person falls into bad times, kshudraha api, even a kshudra,
okay.
Even a lowly person,
okay.
Ahitam acharet.
May cause harm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're in a weakened state, even the most insignificant weak person can hurt them.
Oh, got it. Okay, I see.
So api, just remember, api means even, mm-hmm. even though, also. And sometimes it's used just as a conjunction and. Rhea, do you see it?
I think in our book too, or in our Walter Maurer books, it said that after a participle, an adjective that api can then mean even though, although.
Yes, even though, that's what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Even though, or also, even, mm-hmm. even though, also. Usually when it means even if, they say yedyapi, yedi api. Usually they have that for even if. But just api, just by itself, can mean even though, blah, blah, blah. Or in this case, even.
Right.
Even though is inappropriate there. Also is not appropriate there. But even is appropriate. Right? Let's do one more.
Vadhamanam, is that a word we're at? Yeah.
Yeah.
Vadhamanam vyadhim jayantam shatrum cha no pekshetha. No pekshetha. Vardhamanam, I didn't look that up, but wouldn't it mean growing while it'd be a present active participle while growing?
Yeah,
and
it's
growing
a present participle.
Is what I thought.
It, vard means to grow, to increase.
Vard.
Yeah.
So an increasing illness, those would both be an accusative singular one. And I'm not sure how to. Interpret, well, I know how to decline. Jayantam would be a present active participle and the accusative singular. So, while conquering.
You don't need conquering because it could, you don't need the well. You could just say, like, increasing illness or conquering.
Enemy.
Yeah.
Shatru. Cha. And. Na. Upekshetha, upa iksh, declined in, or conjugated in the atmanetada, third singular. One should not neglect a growing illness or conquering.
Yeah, it says actually and, but cha.
And.
These two things.
Oh,
these two things one shouldn't neglect, right?
Right.
You shouldn't neglect growing illness or conquering it. Or you shouldn't neglect a growing illness and you shouldn't neglect conquering enemy. In English, we probably say or, but you have to know that it's not either or. It's neither one of these things.
Right, nor. You could say nor.
You could say nor in English. You know? They'd have to say cha, because in Sanskrit they'd have to say cha, because if they said va, it would be one or the other.
Uh-huh.
But the sentence isn't distinguishing like that. It says both of these things. Don't neglect either one of these things. Yeah. Okay, for everybody?
Yeah,
good. All right, let's stop there. And now, Kiki won't be here next week. If you two of you will come, I'm happy to give the class.
Will you be coming, Bria, next week,
Tina? There's a tiny possibility of the other town.
When will you know?
But I'm still having to decide whether I can do it. How about sign me up and I'll let you, if you don't hear from me by, what would you think, Monday, would that be early enough?
So it's okay for me.
That's fine for me too.
Then I'll email you. Do you want to email Tara then, or should I?
Tara, do I have? I need to get your email.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Let me get your email, and then, and then I can. Why don't you just email both of us?
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
I'll get your email.
Okay.
Yeah. And then maybe we should. Two is a good quorum.
Yes, and it puts us. Already without Kiki, it was my turn.
It comes around. We all Virginia and Milo met because the other student in Teddy's class at the left is Virginia, so it's like just back and forth.
Well, you get plenty of drill.
You get a lot of drill, that's right.
That's true.
Let's say a prayer.
Okay.
Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.